CNN Stelter, Tucker Carlson is scaring his audience so recklessly on vaccines. By Pam Kee on May 9, 2021. CNN host Brian Stelter said Sunday on reliable sources that Fox News host Tucker Carlson was scaring his audience so recklessly on the safety of coronavirus vaccines. Stelter said, "The vaccine rollout, that is why Fox Mania matters. That is where it matters most right now. While the COVID picture is thankfully improving all across the country, public health officials say many more Americans still need to get the shot to keep case counts low and protect everyone. America is clearly hitting the vaccine wall now. Polls show that resistance comes from Republicans, those Republicans who view Fox as their trusted source. I want to be fair and balanced here. Some Fox shows and stars have been responsible. They've been using their platforms for good. They've been sharing their own vaccination experiences." He continued, "But Murdoch World's most popular shows have popularized some dark, disturbing, damaging narratives about COVID. First downplaying the virus last year, minimizing the risk, and now by sowing confusion. When I've tuned in lately, I've heard complaints about triple masking, three masks, even though that is not a real thing. I've heard claims we are well past herd immunity, even though most experts say the opposite. On Fox, I've heard people are being forced to take the vaccine, which is clearly false." Stelter added, "Worst of all, I've heard Tucker Carlson repeatedly say that many Americans are dying after getting the shot. And he said it with the implication that the shots are to blame with no evidence at all. He's scaring his audience so recklessly that even some of his own colleagues called him out for it on Twitter. Carlson acts like he knows some secret truth that's been covered up by some shadowy enterprise. Maybe you should be writing some junk movie of the week for Netflix or Tubi. Maybe you should go write horror novels for a living because he's clearly not responsible enough to have a show that purports or pretends to be news." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.